Same Latitude as Rome have just released their latest single, Union Man, a tribute to the history of the labor movement in Canada and the role of unions in the evolution of workers' rights and collective bargaining. I had an opportunity to catch up with the writer of that song, Peter Boyer, a few days ago, and a great opportunity to talk about Union Man. It's great to have you come in today, Peter.
Thanks a million, Jan. It's great to be here.
Now, I got to say, when I first heard this song, I was quite impressed. I mean, I've listened to a lot of Union songs. I'm very familiar with the classics from people like Woody Guthrie. I've heard songs from people like Billy Bragg, who are writing classics in their own right. And I got this coming through in my email, and I thought, oh, yeah, this may be an interesting song. But I was quite blown away. It's a great song, and it gave me a chance to say, okay, let's get on the computer and learn a little bit about Same Latitude as Rome, which is I've done. Certainly interesting enough that I definitely will have you back for a full discussion and hopefully playing live on Royal City Bag at a future date. But I want to give you a chance to talk about why you wrote Union Man, because it's a very distinctive piece, and it really does speak to particularly at this time of year when we're thinking about Labor Day, the whole idea of, you know, supporting the work of working people and obviously the concerns that unionized workers have in the current political and economic climate.
Yeah, you know, well, that's those are great, kind words, Jan, and I appreciate being in rarefied company like Woody Guthrie is maybe not something I'm too familiar with having words like that bestowed on me. But I was inspired with Union Man. I write a lot of songs about Canadian history, and when I wrote Union Man, it was written last winter. And it was at the, I was inspired by the CAW and the CEP merger plans and the fact that union rights are being slowly eroded through a lot of different ways, some of them legislative and some of them in other ways, loss of industrial base and so on. There's a lot of different reasons. And I thought we really needed a positive song about the labor movement and about workers and working people. And so I was inspired to write that song, Union Man. It just kind of came out one night.
Now, we will talk at a later date. Hopefully, I mentioned at the start of this interview, it'd be great to have you perhaps come play live and talk a little bit about Same Latitude as Rome. But I gather that this is not, you know, you don't typically write political songs. I mean, is that a fair thing to say?
Not as directly political as Union Man. Union Man is probably my most political. A lot of my songs are more historical in the folk tradition of the oral tradition of folk singing. Same Latitude as Rome produced a whole CD of 1812 songs for the Bicentennial and the War of 1812, for example. And I've written songs about Louis Riel. That my Louis Riel song gets into a little bit of the political issues over Louis Riel's proposed pardon by the federal government and so on. So you always sort of get in with history, you get into a little bit of politics, but Union Man is a political song, but at the same time it's a very it tries to be above the politics of it. It tries to be above it and put it into a bigger context than just the politics of it. So I try and get up and try. Any artist is trying to communicate, so you're trying to communicate on as high a level as you can. And so, that was the goal with Union Man. At the same time, I couldn't resist tying in some Canadian history. So the second half of the song gets into the Winnipeg General Strike and the Ford Strike in Windsor. So that's more of the real nitty gritty political stuff that's part of the union history in Canada.
Well, we're going to play the song in a few minutes. This interview is going out just before Labor Day. It's part of the Labor Day long weekend. What are your hopes and aspirations, not just for the song, but also for the working man as we think about the challenges faced by unions at this time?
Well, my hopes and aspirations would be that all the working men and women in Canada would be able to retain their quality of life and the quality of living that we have in Canada and the financial and job security that we've enjoyed enjoyed through our collective process. And we really need to sustain that and keep behind it. It's not going to happen by itself. We have to be, all of us have to be activists to have that kind of security.
Now, if people want to get a copy of Union Man, how can they do that?
It's on iTunes and it's on CD Baby. That'd be great. If you wanted to just listen to it, it's on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com, just search Union Man or Same Latitude as Rome, and you can play it on your computer.
Same Latitude as Rome is a going concern. I gather you used to live out in Essex County before you moved to Fergus, is that right?
Yeah, that was the band's origin. That's where the name came from. Essex County is the most southern region in Canada, and Same Latitude as, it's the, geographically the same latitude as Rome, so that's our name, but for the last couple of years, I've called the Guelph-Fergus area my home, and so we're kind of musicians drawn from all over Southern Ontario anyway. So we get together when we need to record and write and perform, and it's working great.
Well, I'm looking forward to you performing on this radio show at a later stage. But I'm going to get you. We're going to play the song just now, but I'm going to get you to introduce it. So. Peter Boy, it's your opportunity to do your little radio debut.
Thanks, Jan. Well, this is Union Man. It's my tribute to all of the brothers and sisters in unions right across Canada. I hope you're inspired, and I hope we can all work together to have the quality of life that we need in Canada to support our communities and families.
And you're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.